spoil things. Yeah, I spoil everything, so. Yeah.
Just TV show wise.
Bachelor.
Movies, oh, too.
Stop. I forgot.
Brooke will be like, oh, I hate this part. Oh, the grandma dies. It's so sad. And it's like, why?
You're right. You do. I actually do that. What is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke and I'm without my co-host Danielle today because we have a little bit of a special edition episode. This is going to be a interview. I don't even want to call it an interview, more or less a chat with my two best friends, Maddie and Mariah, my roommates since last year. Now we still live together with two other girls, but they're just my ultimate best friends in college and honestly in life. I couldn't do life without them, and it's been so requested that they be on a podcast because Danielle did an episode with her best friend at college, Delaney, and that went over so well. So I think you guys want to know a little bit more about my friends, and although they are featured in videos on my YouTube channel, if you aren't familiar, I have a YouTube channel. I don't know, I just feel like it's nice to do a little casual chat, and sometimes podcasting is easier just because there's less of a pressure because there's no cameras, so people feel like they can be a little more unfiltered, sometimes more comfortable in front of the microphone instead of a camera. So I thought that it would be fun to bring them on today. And I asked you guys to submit like what topics you want to hear. So hopefully we'll be covering some stuff that's interesting to you. And they've definitely had a bit of different experiences than I have. We're from different parts of the country. They are both originally from Georgia. I mean, they'll tell you more about like where they're from and stuff. But it's just very interesting, I guess, to hear about their background versus mine. And it's crazy because we really are on paper like quite different, but we come together so well and we are really similar personality wise, but we also like mesh in good ways. And then our friendship is interesting because we kind of have a group of like three best friends. It's just kind of an interesting dynamic. And it will be sad because I'm moving back to New York next year and they're not going to New York as of now. That's not in the plan. So it will be sad without them, but I thought that it would be, oh my gosh, I just got so sad. But anyways, I thought this would be a fun little episode to do before the school year's over, and it's still only February. We still have a few months left. I'll be fine. We'll get through. But before we get to that, I thought that I would hop on here and do the highlights and lowlights and just chat with you guys a little bit before we hop into the interview with them, because why not? This was a really, really great week. It was just the end of January. Did January feel like forever to anyone else? Because I would like keep looking at the calendar and be like, how are we still in January? I feel like it always feels like that because it's 31 days. And I remember like on the 31st day or whatever, I was with all my friends. We were like, we literally went to New Orleans this month. Like we went for New Year's and I traveled back and forth. Like I went back to New York then. Like I just did so much in January, I feel like. And I was like, how is it? I just don't understand how it's still this month. So that's crazy. We're finally in February, and February is actually moving really quickly now. We're already on, I'm recording this on Monday, the 4th of February. So we're moving along. I'm kind of sad though, because as the months move on, like, I don't know, I'm always in a rush to do the next thing that's kind of like progressively my life. But as I'm looking ahead at the next few months, I realize that I graduate just super soon, and just things are kind of going to be at like a weird place because I'm always then I have the summer and then I'm looking forward to coming back to school. Like my life has just been in such a consistent routine the past, I guess like 3 or 4 years, whatever it's been. And now it's just going to be totally different with graduating from college and everything. So who knows where that will be at, but yeah, let's go into highlights and lowlights. Oh, and if you're a new listener to the podcast, hi, thanks for tuning in. If you want to subscribe to us on Spotify and iTunes, we post this podcast every Wednesday. And it's normally Danielle and I, my co-host, and we have a lot of fun. It's just general chit-chat about our lives. We both are YouTubers, if you want to call us that. So we created this podcast to just kind of interact with you guys in a more casual way. Because something about podcasting, I'm telling you guys, it makes me want to like pour everything in my entire life. And then I realize that people like listen to it in their cars and stuff, and they're probably like, okay, is this girl okay? So it's fine. All right, highlights and lowlights. For the high this week, I'm super excited because my parents are coming to town this weekend on Friday, and my brother, my younger brother Sal, he's 17. A lot of people don't know I have a younger brother. He's fantastic. I love him. We are 5 years apart, I guess. Yeah, because I'm turning 22 in April. So we're several years apart, and like growing up and stuff, we were never really super close just because we didn't have anything in common. Like he is super like sports
guy bro, and I was always like just totally opposite, like making YouTube videos, being a weirdo in my room. But as we get older, it's so nice because we just like relate on so much, and we really are so similar. It's hysterical. So very excited to see him and my parents. This is my last like parents weekend, and then they'll come again for graduation. So they're just trying to squeeze in, I think, every little last visit of UGA too, because they love Athens. Who doesn't? Great town. I don't really have any specific plans for us. I think we're gonna like maybe go to dinner. There's like an event on Saturday, hang out. I have a few spots I want us to get to, and I think it's gonna be kind of chilly this weekend. Otherwise I would say we could like walk around. We love doing that, like walking through campus and stuff, but I think it's gonna be kind of cold, which just sucks because they're coming from New York, so they're like trying to escape the cold, you know, coming down south, and it's just not gonna be the perfect weather for that, unfortunately. But nonetheless, love seeing them. And my mom has been super busy on her work grind recently, so I think it will be a nice little break for her. And I'm actually not going home this semester. I looked at the calendar. I was like, okay, I guess I'm just not going home. But I am going to see my mom again next month right before I go to Miami for spring break. I'll visit her because she'll be working in Florida. So random. That's what's going on in my life. And I guess a low light, I hate to even like bring it up, but I just got, I don't know, like I have so much to be grateful for. Life has been, I was really looking back at my calendar because that's kind of how I look back at like what I've been doing. I've been super happy recently. I've been working out a lot, which I definitely notice a correlation between working out a lot for me and being happy. And yeah, like, you know, I guess like weight loss and toning up is definitely a side product that I'm like looking to get out of working out. But honestly, the mental shift in my brain when I'm working out is just incredible. I notice I'm just a much more happier, positive person. I have more energy. I really notice incredible differences. So if you're in a slump, definitely recommend, you know, getting into a consistent gym routine or just sweating. Honestly, doing cardio, getting my heart going, really just helps. But I'm no doctor or health expert. That's just my personal opinion. And it definitely is a thing. What is that? Legally Blonde. It's like working out, like happy people don't kill their husbands because like working out gives you endorphins or whatever. I always think of that when I think about like, because after I finish a session at a workout class, or like I also have just been going to the gym too, so I go to Orange Theory, which is like my workout class, but then I just got like a Crunch gym membership, which is like a $10 a month gym, just so I can walk on the treadmill or run depending on what I'm in the mood for, because I really just like to do cardio these days. So yeah, I just think about that all the time, because I'm like always in such a good mood after I finish a workout. It really is, there's truly nothing better feeling than that. Like I just feel like I can accomplish anything. I'm like, okay, crush that, what's next? Except for morning workouts, because you know I don't do that. Low light. I just felt, I had a really good weekend with my friends. I went out a bunch. Saturday, actually, we went and did like a little bit of a day drinking situation. I am 21 and it's fun to do that when on the weekends and whatnot. And senior year, I'm just trying to live up every little moment with my friends. But then around 8 o'clock, we like kind of headed home. We kind of like stopped by a bar where a lot of people were there with their boyfriends, and then a lot of people were going to meet up with their boyfriends. Pretty much all my friends now, with the exception of like, I'm in like a big friend group, like I think it's like 15 of us or something, I don't know. I don't really consider it a friend group, I just say like my friends. And I think like 10 people have boyfriends now, like pretty much everyone. All my roommates have boyfriends now except for me, so I'm just kind of like, okay. Which I'm always okay with being super single because I do it to myself. I'm so independent and I honestly don't even like seek out attention from boys. Like I just am so bad about that. But I just felt like super lonely on Saturday and I got kind of sad. Just felt like in like a little bit of a slump, but got right back out of it Sunday. I think part of it had to do with drinking, you know, because drinking obviously affects your emotions and everything, and I was just drinking all day, so I like came home and I was just upset. Nothing like crazy happened. I didn't even have like a meltdown or anything. I was just laying in my bed, and then I just started watching Game of Thrones and started been watching Game of Thrones. Great show. Really like it. If you guys watch Game of Thrones, you have to interact with me in the Facebook group. There's a Gals on the Go Facebook group. Definitely look it up and join. And I wrote in there, I was like, who watches Game of Thrones? But we need to keep that conversation going because it is just an amazing show. But anyways, I just felt sad for a second. But then I like woke up the next day and I realized, I was like, you know, Brooke, like, I don't even want this anyways. And also, I always have to remind myself that the freedom upon graduation, like I'm about to graduate and be in a totally new city. Like not many people from UGA go to New York. There are a few people that I know, but not really any of my good friends. No one in my friend group is going there. So I just have to, you know, snap out of it and remind myself that I am an independent, bad, baddie. Oh my god. I'm keeping it clean. And just getting back at it. And it's totally fine. And this is the life that, like, I want. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I just, like, felt myself getting into a slump. It was, like, weird because, like, everyone was like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with my boyfriends. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go home and watch Game of Thrones, I guess. Like, it was just, like, a weird moment for me where I realized that, you know, I'm old and, like, this is not old in the sense of, like, I'm an old woman, but, like, I'm in my last year of college and, like, this is the trajectory that I'm at right now. But at the end of the day, like, I am happy with it. I really wouldn't have it any other way because now I don't have to deal with anything upon graduation. No strings attached. We are good. I don't know if anybody else feels the same way that I feel. It's like a weird mix of emotions. I don't even know. I'm just, I don't, ignore me. Okay. We'll talk about a current favorite too. I love talking about favorites. This is because I always am discovering new products, new songs, new things in my life, and I love to share with you guys. So you'll definitely have to, like I said, join that Facebook group or connect with us on our Instagram. We have an Instagram. It's just at Gals on the Go Podcast, and I would love to chat with you guys on there about what your current favorites are. So my current favorite this week is actually an oil diffuser. I had one of these forever ago. I guess freshman year I got one because my dorm smelled like garbage. So I got an oil diffuser. So you basically drop a few drops of water in some water. Wait, a few drops of water. Am I okay? A few drops of essential oil into water in this thing. And then you hit on and it like diffuses the water. It makes it like into water vapor, I guess, into the air. And it smells up your room beautifully. And it's perfect for dorm environments or environments where you can't have a candle because it's honestly probably more powerful than the smell of candles. But it's like diffusing it, you know, and it does, I don't think it even gets like super hot. So it's not even really, it could be a fire hazard. I don't really know, but I think it's allowed in like most dorm rooms and stuff. And so I had this one and then I actually left my sophomore year of college. I lived in my sorority house the first semester and then I studied abroad the second semester. And that whole like chain of events kind of happened really quickly and I ended up having a lot of stuff. So what did I do with all my stuff? I brought it over to, because I lived in my sorority house with someone else and then Maddie and Mariah lived together with some other girls at like an off-campus apartment. So I brought literally all my stuff there because I knew that we were going to move in together the next year. So I brought all my stuff there, just dumped it. They had like a bunch of closets and stuff. They were super nice to let me keep their my stuff there because I couldn't transport it back to New York to bring back whatever. And I had an oil diffuser in that mix from freshman year that I used sophomore year then too. And I think I might have like left that part of it in Maddie's room. I was like, here you go. Like, I don't know the stuff. And then she was like, oh, can I use this? She definitely asked me. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Like, it's awesome. And I never got it back. Love you, Maddie. I wouldn't even ask for it back though, cause I've like felt weird being like that oil diffuser I like left. Can you give it back? It was also like $15 on Amazon. I don't need it back. But then I just never got into oil diffusers again. And I was like so into it for those 2 years. So finally, I actually got an email from the brand doTERRA and they were like, hey, let's send you some stuff, which is like an essential oil brand that I know Danielle is obsessed with. And I was like, yes, please send me an oil diffuser. I haven't had one for so long. And I got this one. It's super cute. I'll try to link it in the show notes. It's like a fake wood material. It really goes with the vibe of my room, though. Not that I even really care too much about the aesthetics of my room because it's just my college room, but I still want it to look cute, you know. It's a cute little oil diffuser and has a light and you could change the light on it. I think Danielle talked about this actually last week on the podcast. Maybe she did. I don't know. These oils are amazing though. I got multiple oils. I got a lavender one called Motivate, which is like kind of citrusy, and then one called Breathe. So love that. But you could also put other oils in it too. It doesn't have to be the doTERRA brand, but I do really like their brand of oil. So yeah, now Maddie can enjoy hers in her room and I can enjoy mine in my room. And we live on totally different floors. I'm on the first floor and then she's upstairs. So it's not even like we could use it together anyways. But it's actually saving me money too because I always buy candles and I burn through them pretty quickly because I just, whenever I'm sitting in my room or in my house, I have them burning. And they smell amazing, but you know, they go pretty quickly. So I think that this is going to be a much better solution for me, even though I do love the vibe of a good candle burning, chilling in the room. Oh, that's my favorite thing. So yeah, we'll be chatting today with Maddie and Mariah. Like I said, my two best friends. So just kind of, I guess I'll give you guys a little bit of background because I'll have them give backgrounds about themselves. But we met actually freshman year. This is so crazy. We all lived on the same hall, coincidentally. I lived with Hannah at the very end of the hall, my freshman year roommate, who we're still very good friends. But then Maddie and Mariah were on the other end of the hall. And I remember, I'll say how I met Mariah, I guess. I'm in a sorority. Katie, and we're getting, not our first social, maybe like later in the year. It was like in September, actually. So maybe it was definitely not the first social. We're getting ready for a social, though, which is like, you know, like a swap basically with the fraternity. I remember we were all getting dressed, and then Mariah comes in our room and she was like, hey, can I like look through your closets or something? And I was just so confused. I had never seen her before. I was like, who is this girl? But Hannah knew her. So Hannah was like, yeah, of course. And she like looked through all my stuff and she ended up like trying on one of my shirts and like wore it and she left. And I was like, who is that girl? Like I turned to Hannah. I was like, I've literally never seen her before. She's so beautiful. She looked like a Brandy Melville model in my shirt. I was like, okay, bye. Because she's just like so naturally pretty, I guess. I don't even know how to describe Mariah. You'll have to go to her Instagram to look her up. So I was like mind blown. I was like, how do I not know that girl? She's also like super chill. So then I don't even know how, but from then on, we like kind of became pals. So it turned out that she was in my sorority. Didn't even know that, which we had plenty of events and stuff, but I have 70 girls in my pledge class. So I just never like individually met her, I guess. But we became really good friends really fast. And then later on, I actually learned that this is such a small world because this is a huge university. So the fact that this happened is just crazy. We were in the same orientation group. And just for reference, there's probably, I'm just going to give a rough estimate, like 15 dates that you could possibly go to orientation, and then in those 15 dates there's 12 like subgroups that you're put in, and she was in my group. So it's just like crazy how we met. It just all kind of happened like really weird. Then we ended up being on the same hall, same sorority, like just the way the things like played out. So that's how I met Mariah. And to be honest, I don't even know how I met Maddie. I think that we just like knew each other from the hall, slash I definitely met her at events, and I think we kind of had mutual friends. And then her room was right next to Mariah's. We lived in Russell Hall at UGA, if you guys were wondering. They just renovated it, so if you're coming to UGA, live there, because it's like super nice now. But when we lived there, it was like trash. We had a gaping hole in our ceiling. It was insane. So yeah, then I met Maddie kind of along the way, and I was like, wait, this girl is so cool. They're both like so different than my vibe. If you know me, I've gotten more chill being their friends, but I'm a pretty like high key person. Like I have a lot of energy and like just a lot going on. I'm always like, the running joke is that I always like call them like, what are you doing? Like, what's happening? Because I'm always like on top of my things, and like they're just super chill. They'll be like, chill, dude. I'm sitting on the couch. I'll see you in 5 seconds when you get home. So we're very different vibes. We complement each other so well. I'm very thankful that, you know, we kind of mesh in a group of three. I know that's kind of hard to find in college. Not even college, just in life, a group of three friends is pretty difficult to manage. And who knows what it will be like in adulthood when we like don't live together, which is why I'm just not looking forward to it. But regardless, I'm also just, I've explained this before, I'm just the type of person to like have my small group of friends. And I do have, like I said, my bigger group of friends too, which I love so much. And I have other friends like my other roommate, Alicia, who I'm super good friends with. But just Maddie and Mariah have just been like my ride or die since then. And honestly kept me sane. And we've just gone through a lot together. So very excited to bring them on the pod today and chat. I feel like Maddie didn't get the proper introduction. I just like hyped up how I met Mariah so much, but I don't even really recall the time that it was like, hi, I'm Maddie. Hi, I'm Brooke. Nice to meet you. I think that we were just always kind of in the same circle. So I met them both differently, but I just remember particularly how I met Mariah. So anyways, oh, and Maddie's in my sorority too. I don't even think I said that, but she also, whatever. We just had a lot in common, and yeah. So I'm excited to bring them on today, and here we go. So I'm here now with Maddie and Mariah.
Hi.
They're nervous. I feel like you guys are.
We don't like do this.
Yeah,
we
I know.
Get nervous. Like the first video, we were so nervous.
Yeah.
I still get nervous.
Really?
I don't know why, yeah.
And you're like on camera too, so you need to just.
But that's different. It's like rehearsed. I'm not just like.
Blindly like speaking. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so for the people who don't know you guys, I guess we'll start off with general about you. I said kind of how we met and like the whatnot, just that we still don't really have a story of how we met. I feel like we just kind of, Maddie and I'm referring to.
I mean, yeah, we lived on the same hall. I mean, it's a
yeah.
story.
No, that's a story. Yeah. But Mariah and I remember like her yeah. coming into my room, like that whole story. Because I feel like for you and me, Maddie, it wasn't like
yeah, I don't really one know specific. Either, I guess.
And then how did you two meet?
I don't know.
Oh, it's just like one of those
things. It was like 2 months into school, and then me and Mariah like really hit it off at chapter, and then realized we were in the same room next to each other, and we were like, you live here?
And then she was going to my hometown that yeah. weekend, and I drove her, and that's when we got tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like we all were buddies first semester, but really second semester is when we like
oh, yeah.
came, the yeah. unit came together.
Oh, yeah.
Of college.
First semester freshman year, I was weird. Me and yeah. Mariah were both like, we don't like college.
Yeah, you guys were weird.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
that
but second
sense.
Semester ruled.
Yeah.
Ruled.
It just took some second semester from You guys didn't have the best first semester, though. But I feel like a lot of people are like that, though. Where yeah, they just I do too. Don't feel comfortable study. In college.
Oh, yeah. I didn't study at all.
Mariah's habits, just in general, were very poor. The sleeping all day. Sleeping for, like, 2 days straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. With, like, because you guys had, like, blackout curtains or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, a dangerous place that you had, like, a cave of a dorm.
Our room was a mess always.
Yeah. That was not good.
Yeah.
But we made...
We always hung in my room. Or yours, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in yours a lot. Yeah. And then mine, I guess, because Hannah was there, too, so it was more like...
I used to hang in Maddie's room, like, literally take naps.
Even when we weren't there. We would walk in and Mariah would be in there.
How did you get in?
She knew the key was on the top.
A couple of times I lost the key.
Oh my god, you dumb.
Mariah literally was always in our room.
I never had to go back downstairs and, like, get another key. Did you ever have to do that?
We never locked our door.
It's just so bad. It's just it so bad. Terrible. People. Anyone could get into that building. Like, it was pretty lax.
It's true.
Okay, so I already said how we met, I guess. So now we'll just jump into a little bit about you guys.
Ew, well,
it is awkward when people ask. It's actually true. Like, so
yeah, it's just so, like,
yeah. Hi,
rehearsed. It is all the time.
Okay, well, where are you each of you from? Maddie, you can start.
Okay, I'm from Dallas, Georgia. And Mariah's from Carrollton.
Oh, speaking for her.
Well, I was just going to say because we're literally so close to each other.
Carrollton, Georgia, baby. City of dreams.
And you never, like, knew each other growing up or anything, obviously.
It's not that close, but it's
close. I feel like that's so many people at UGA. They're like, I lived 15 minutes away from you my whole life, but didn't
yeah,
really,
it's true.
You know? Pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody's from...
Or low. Yeah, they're all from...
Swanee.
Atlanta. That's what they say. You ask people where they're from, they're all like, Atlanta. But it's like, you're not actually from the city of Atlanta.
Yeah,
but, okay.
Yeah. Way too far out to say that.
And majors. So for reference, though, they've been on my YouTube channel before, and we've totally talked about this. So that's why it just seems a bit repetitive, but I guess it's just new audience on the pod.
Gals on the go, what's up? We're in the Facebook group.
They are in the Facebook group. They love it.
I respond sometimes.
Yeah, Mariah does. I read.
Did you see the Game of Thrones thread I started? I did a little one. It was like, who watches it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was scared to read the comments, though, because I was like, if somebody spoils it.
Oh, yeah. Something.
I was scared.
No, there's no spoilers. It's just people being like, it's an amazing show.
No,
because it really is, yeah.
Brooke's job.
What? To spoil things? Yeah. Yeah, I spoil everything, so.
Yeah. Just TV show-wise.
Bachelor.
Movies, too.
Stop. I forgot.
Brooke will be like, oh, I hate this part. Oh, the grandma dies. It's so sad. And it's like, why?
You're right.
You do.
I actually do that.
The scene changed, like, oh, no.
Like, and then I'm like, oh, this part's good. And then everyone's like, well, screw you.
Yeah, that's so true. Bachelor comes on in 40 minutes.
We'll be done in time. Yeah, we'll be done. We're efficient with the podcast recording.
Yeah.
Okay, so majors.
Okay, yeah. I said, go ahead.
I'm a marketing major with Brooke. We have our first class.
Yeah, that's together. Mariah speaking now, by the way, because I guess I didn't even, like, differentiate, like, that's Mariah's voice. So that
we
was...
We said...
Maddie, go ahead. What's your major?
Yeah.
My major is journalism, and I have a minor in Spanish.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you say your minor?
Oh, I'm food and fiber marketing minor.
Cool.
You gotta include it.
Yeah, the minor is important.
Yeah.
I don't have a minor, so I'm just not as relevant, I guess. But
yeah, you have YouTube.
I'm a YouTube minor. Not actually. Yeah, so a lot of people asked about... I don't like to talk about it either, but, like, the future and future plans and, like, dream jobs.
Oh, no.
I know. I thought it was the dream job question was an interesting one. Just, like, if you could, like...
Yeah, I mean, I guess my dream job would be being, like, a Jovita Moore, which I guess nobody would know who that is unless you live in Atlanta.
I knew you were
like,
going to say Jovita.
I love her, but, like, a lead anchor, I guess, on a big, like, the Atlanta news station.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's dream job, just... big city. Big
that's a role. Good dream job to have, though, because then for business it's so, I don't know, because it's different, because you don't really know job titles, so you're like, oh, I want to do this, but you don't know, like, what that classifies under. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah
Do you know at this point, Mariah?
I guess my dream job would be, like, working for Trader Joe's corporate.
Where are they based out of?
I don't know. I'd have to do some research.
Have to do some research. If anyone has Trader Joe's connections,
let me know. Hit her up.
And then I've talked about it, but I, at this point, I think I want to go into, like, content production.
Content creator?
For, like...
G on the...
Yeah, I know. Bachelor. That just means, like... does she have a YouTube? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Hannah G on Bachelor.
Oh.
Because that's, like, her job is... content creator, aka, means, like, Instagram. Like, her job is Instagram. Like, she... was like a blogger or whatever before. Not even a blogger. They're like not even bloggers at this point. They're like Instagrammers, you know? So I think she might have had either a YouTube or a blog. But I want to do it for like a brand. That's what I've determined. Or work for like a media company. I don't know. I just need to get a base job and then figure it all out from there.
Same.
Yeah. But Mariah has internship plans this summer.
Yeah, I think I'm about to accept my offer. I'm going into Amsterdam to work for a startup during the summer, so I'm pretty excited. Never really been abroad. It's going to be dope. Brooke's going to come and visit me.
I do want to come and visit.
I'm going to try.
Hey guys, just popping in today to talk about the sponsor of today's podcast, Shoe Dazzle. I know it's still kind of like the new year. I'm still counting February as the new year, at least. And we're all looking for ways to reinvent ourselves. As you guys know, one of my New Year's resolutions was to be more funky and bold with my fashion choices. But changing your whole look can be super intimidating. So let me tell you, the easiest way to step out of your comfort zone is definitely with a statement shoe from Shoe Dazzle. No matter what type of style you're looking for, Shoe Dazzle is going to be the place to get your shoe fix. They have tons of shoes, clothes, and accessories for thousands of ways to step up your look. So to start, you're given this super fun style quiz. I love a good quiz, like the BuzzFeed quizzes and all that stuff. It's so fun. So you take this quiz and it personalizes your shopping experience. You basically choose like, oh, this shoe's more my style, or like I'd wear this dress, etc. So then it gives back some styles that it thinks you might like, but you could also just go ahead and just shop on the website just in general. You can shop as a guest, but honestly, shopping as a VIP member is definitely the best way to go. VIPs save 30% off the regular retail price all day, every day, and they get free shipping and returns. It's a flexible membership, which is great because you can choose each month if you want to shop or skip. And like I said, you get 30% off every single day. So if you have an event coming up, you can just pop on, grab your shoes, boom, done. They drop new styles every single week, so you're definitely going to want to keep checking the website, you know, whenever you're bored in class or something, pop online. I just got this pair of shoes. They're the Brooke Block Heel Booty. I don't just like them because my name is Brooke, but honestly, maybe a little bit more. Now, they're just like a super simple, just black booty with a little bit of a pointed toe, and I love it because I can dress them up, dress them down. And now is the time to sign up as a VIP because you're going to get your first pair of shoes for 75% off. That means they could be as low as $10. Okay, casual. You can't beat that. This is an exclusive deal for podcast listeners, so make sure you go to shoedazzle.com/galsonthego to get it. That's shoedazzle.com/galsonthego to step up your look for as low as $10. shoedazzle.com/galsonthego. Want to say your astrology signs? That's so fun.
Oh my gosh. I'm a Leo. It's awesome. I love being a Leo. Brooke wishes she was a Leo.
Because I'm a rising and a moon Leo, so actually I have a lot of Leo in my chart, but thanks, Mariah.
I listened to your last podcast.
Did you?
I heard all about your charts.
You should pull up yours on, like, the birth chart and thing, and now I know how to, like, read it, so we could, like, see, like, where your, like, love is and stuff like that. It's kind of cool.
Do I have to pay for it?
I can't remember the time I'm born.
Oh, cool.
It's free. Yeah, Mariah just whispered, she goes, do I have to pay for it? College life. We just got not sucked into because it was for charity, so it's, like, for a good cause, but, like, we were just leaving sorority chapter, and Mariah and I just totally got sucked into buying, like,
it's for $10 bag for Relay for Life, and I validated it in my mind because I really don't need to spend $10 right now. I need to save as much money as possible, but like it is for a good cause.
And they were so nice.
Yeah, but
yeah, such sweet boys.
Oh wait, I didn't say mine.
Oh yeah,
I'm a Pisces, a true Pisces. It's not
in
that
the truest
awesome.
Sense. Of yeah, no, it the is. Word. Yeah,
it's, yeah, it's okay.
Maddie's very intuitive though, like a Pisces.
I don't even know what that means exactly. What? Oh, like I have
intuition. Like read people.
Yeah, you are good at reading people, I would say. Yeah, you feel.
I'm a good
You're a feeler.
I feel things before they happen sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, yeah.
I'm a psychic.
Yeah.
Psychic. You kind of are. No, you're just good at reading. Like, you're like, well, I hope this doesn't happen, then like that happens. You know what I mean? So
everything I hope not to happen.
Not actually, but you know what I mean.
And then like, the true Pisces like really cries about it.
Yeah, it's true. You haven't had that many like mental breakdowns as of late.
Life's really
though.
Good right now, so I haven't really like cried. Yeah, I don't really cry that much.
That's sweet.
I used to be a crybaby, I feel like.
Right. Next little bit. A lot of people have questions just about being a group of three friends. I didn't really think that this was anything extravagant, but I guess it's different for some people. I don't know.
I guess I could see it, but I feel like that's if two start to really group up and not include the other one. I feel like we all just have certain, like, different days where we're just with...
Yeah. Each,
you know what I mean? Like, sometimes me and Mariah, like, run and do stuff, and sometimes me and you do, and it's just, like, not...
We also don't really...
We don't get, like, jealous. I was going to say, we don't get jealous. Like, yeah. Weird. I don't know. I'm just laid back about that, I guess. Because some people are just, like, really friend about friendships.
Territorial.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because if you're, like, if, say, me and Maddie were friends first, and then, like, you got introduced to it, then they would be like, that's my friend. You know what I mean? So it gets kind of weird.
Yeah.
I could understand, but I think maybe it's just because we all became friends at the same time. It just kind of...
I think it's fun, though, because at least every time we have, like, at least three to go to something, it's, like...
Agree. Three's a party.
Squad. Yeah.
Is it two's a crowd, three's a party? Is that a Pitbull song? One's a crowd and two's
one's a crowd.
You should know. Like... You should know. You love Pitbull.
Something like that.
I think the worst part is when both of them are busy and then we're just like alone.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm bored. Come hang out with me.
But it's yeah.
Like... But it's like, I'm actually doing productive things for my life. So like, you gotta keep doing that.
And we do have two other roommates. So that are...
Actually, I can say the worst part. The worst part is when I'm at work and they spill all the tea when I'm gone and then I hear about it secondhand.
It's actually so true. Everything happens. The running joke is everything happens when Rye's at work.
And like, people just like to talk about it when I'm at work, and so I don't get anything. And then I come home and it's like, oh my gosh.
Earth-shattering news or something. Yeah. It actually is so true. Because you work at like... either Tuesday or Wednesday night, whatever the nights are. So it's like, those are nights that like everyone's kind of home.
Yeah.
So we're all hanging out and like catching each other up on stuff. A lot happens during the week, honestly. At the end of a week, it's like you have a lot to recap.
Yeah.
Just all of the news and things going on in other people's lives.
News.
The great news.
Literally, I'm triggered. I watch the news now. Like, the news comes on and I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I just
watch it. Do you think of it differently?
Yeah. It's changed.
Because now you know, like, the back end.
Yes, I think of everything as it's happening.
The thing that you told me that on, like, most local news stations, how they do the packages themselves, messed me up. Like, I never knew that.
Yeah. And MMJ comes into the newsroom in the morning and everyone kind of pitches story ideas. And then the producers pick which stories, you know, are the top stories, the most, like, hard news and breaking news, that kind of thing, assign them to the MMJs, which is multimedia journalist, and they go out and get the story that day, I guess, take a camera. Sometimes they have cameramen, you know what I mean? News stations probably have cameramen. Uh-huh. Like, at ours, obviously, we don't. So we film everything ourselves, go get interviewed, come back, you know, record an audio track, film a, you know, put together and edit a package using, well, I guess, you kind of what you use to edit your videos.
Final Cut. Well, you use Adobe. Yeah.
But it's kind of like the same thing. And then it airs at 5 p.m. Do it 4:30. It's just bizarre. It's hard.
Yeah.
But so basically, it's getting easier.
What messed me up that Maddie told me, though, is that, like, local news stations, they don't have, like, when you see these, like, little packages, like, oh, let's go see what's going on in this town or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The person who's the reporter, like, edits it and, like, does the whole, like, that's so crazy to me.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. No, they, it's, you could tell. Level, yeah. Like, the higher up, I don't know if they have, like high-end editors at top. You know, I'm not that knowledgeable on it, but...
It's pretty cool. News is pretty cool to, like, learn about, actually.
It is, and then it's just cool to be, like, you know what's going on, you know, mm-hmm. because it's your job, and so you're just informed naturally, which is cool. And it makes you more interested, like, it's interesting. I'd say everyone in the house likes watching the news sometimes, which is cool.
I would watch the news,
because some people just don't watch the news at all, but this house does.
I like the news until it gets depressing.
Yeah.
And then it's like bad story after bad story, and it's like, wow.
Yeah. You gotta watch world news. At the end, they always end with a really good, heartwarming story. I forget what it's
called. Well, Maddie and I both get our news from Twitter, so that's usually depressing.
I get a lot of news from Twitter.
It's a fair place to get news, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people asked about fighting with friends, but I mean, not that we necessarily...
We can talk about it.
The just one kidding. Fight that we've ever gotten into.
No, I was just going to say, like...
Just tips in general.
I don't feel like I fight with you guys.
I guess talking it through is the best way, because the more you avoid it, the more you work yourself up for it, and then the more awkward it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, this person asked, like, how do you handle arguments without it being awkward afterwards? And I think confrontation is just the hardest part.
It is.
I guess. I feel like we don't have, like, too many, like, disputes.
No, I'm just giving... House. This is, general.
In general.
Oh, not even... No, not, like, even house disputes. Well, I guess you could... It could be... you could reference it to about us. We never really... It's never, like, that deep. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe we're just cool.
We blow things off. Yeah. We, like, say insults to each other, but we always know that it's, like... I don't know, Mariah and I especially. But it's never, like, super deep, though.
When I first met Brooke, if I would have said, like, oh, your hair's a little frizzy today, she'd have been like, oh my god, are you serious? But now she's just like, oh, whatever, Mariah, it's raining outside. So, like, I think... we kind of trained you to have tougher skin.
Which is good. I needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We're not, like, bullies to each other, though, but we just, like, say it how it is, though, sometimes. I guess maybe mostly me and Mariah to each other. I feel like Maddie, we don't really...
Yeah.
You don't really get involved in the light bullying.
Sometimes Maddie's a savage.
Oh, yeah. I can be a savage, I guess, but I guess it just doesn't happen often. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Fire signs, baby. We just get at each other.
Yeah. I feel like once I start beefing, though, like, I get into, like, y'all just, like, mindlessly, like,
uh-huh. We did it at, like, this big group dinner the other night, and everyone around us was like, oh my gosh, like, how are you guys gonna go home? Like, that's so awkward. And we were like, what are you talking about? This is a normal conversation. Like... So it's never like that deep. I think we're just on that level where it's just so close that it's like, it's not, I don't take it too personally.
Yeah.
And if I did, then I would like really ask, I'd be like, do you really mean that? And then you'd be like, yes or no. So since we're 21, go to drinks.
Mine's probably Moscow Mule. That's like my go-to, like every time good. Or Bloody Mary. Like such a classic. Really do that all the time.
At like a Athens bar, if you order a Bloody Mary, they'd be like, go home.
Well, yeah. The
No,
even
yeah,
if you
yeah,
order
yeah.
a Moscow Mule at the Woodford bar, they'd be like, get out of here. Vodka
Can't
water
do
only.
That. Only Mega Mules at Woodford.
They'd be like, we got a big one for you.
Yeah, they don't know how to make it. They just like, we don't sell that here.
Yeah. I get like, when it has to be quick, I get a vodka water lime juice.
Is that your go-to? Is that what you
When mean? I'm like, when I'm at like a bar in Athens,
oh, yeah.
yeah.
Mine, vodka water lime, yeah.
It's just a classic, yeah.
It goes down like water.
It literally is water. It tastes like dirty water. That's the best way I could describe it.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like a little stained.
But I like a real lime and not the lime juice.
I like the lime juice. The real lime doesn't do enough for
me. I feel
me.
Like the lime juice is just a little sour and just not it natural is. Tasting. Like it just.
But
like
then how many limes do you put in it? You probably
just one.
That's not enough.
It tastes like water. It literally is water.
And then it gives it a bitter taste because you like squeeze the lime in there and then the... What's it called? The outside
pulp?
Goes in. Not the pulp. The skin.
Oh,
and that makes
yeah.
it more bitter. Yeah.
I just don't think it's that bad. It's just not bad.
To each his own, man.
Yeah.
And then, Mariah, what's your, like, funky go-to drink? You've gotten us all hooked on it. You gotta say it.
Oh, a dirty martini. I like mine extra dirty because it kind of takes away the sting of the vodka. But that's like a certain mood.
You have to explain what that means because a lot, even some bartenders have been like,
yeah.
What's
okay,
that mean?
So a dirty martini is, you can get it with vodka or gin. Classically, it's made with gin, but I always get mine with vodka. And then the dirty part means like olive juice. So I love olives.
Yeah.
So good.
So I get like extra olive juice in my dirty martinis.
Yeah.
Other than that, it would probably be like wine.
Yeah, we pretty much all copied Mariah's order too. Now we all get
dirty
we're
martinis.
Like going hard. We get dirty martinis.
Going
it's
hard.
Not a it's not a daytime drink.
It's not.
No,
it's
not.
An absurd daytime drink.
No, that's like you have like two and you're like over the edge.
Yeah,
it's a classy dinner drink.
Like, it is.
You
it
can't
is.
Even get,
yeah.
you can't.
Order with Tito's. It's really good.
Yeah, I like it with vodka.
Okay. Oh, a lot of people asked if Maddie and Mariah are friends with Danielle.
Yeah.
We love Danielle.
Fun fact, I rushed Danielle when she came through at Katie, and Brooke wasn't even there, and I told her, I was like, oh, I'm rushing Danielle, like, this round, and she was like, oh, shoot, I was nervous.
I remember I talked to her, and I was nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you guys watched her videos, like, leading up to it a lot, and you knew her.
She came and visited.
Yeah.
I think I'd only met her, like, once before.
Yeah, we love Danielle.
Yeah, we do. I guess we don't, like, see her that much, but...
No, because she doesn't...
You guys are gals on the goat.
Yeah, she doesn't really come here to hang, though, but we're always, like... It's never really just us sitting on... I don't know. We're always doing stuff. Like, people are around and things are moving parts.
See him at
so
Chapter,
like,
Orange Theory, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Always. This question. Like, I don't know how else I would describe this besides, like, family roles for each friend. People were like, who's the mom? Like, who's the grandma? Like...
Grandma?
Yeah, like, I guess, like, who, like, grandma? What does that mean? Like, doesn't go out?
I don't know, but I just... My mind went to Mariah or the grandma. I don't know why.
Because when my stomach hurts,
it's because she's sitting. It's because she sits down at every bar
I feel,
we go to.
And you wear like cardigans and like
her hair's in a
just
bun right
like
now.
Sitting,
yeah,
and with my bed night slippers on.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I just was like, Mariah.
No, that's every time we go out somewhere, whether it's a bar or a pregame. Mariah has to sit down.
It's not like
or
I have
Mariah's
to.
Like I'm tired.
Yeah, no, you like, do. You have to sit, pretty much.
If it's more than 10 minutes, my legs get tired, and then my back starts hurting, and I just like to sit down. I'll go in waves.
Yeah, we all have, like, our nights where it's like, oh, I'm about to have a night. Like, look out. And then, yeah. But we drink responsibly, though. Like, it's never to the point where it's like, I don't know.
Gosh. Yeah.
It's never like, how did I get home? Like, I don't, we're really not it's that not, next level.
Yeah, yeah, it's not like hospitalization.
Hospitalization.
I hope not, right?
Yeah. Damn. Every Thursday we go to the hospital.
But you know how some people.
No,
like,
I know they do. They're like, they drink to the point of like obliteration where it's like, yeah, you quite literally like look into their soul and there's nothing there. Like, yeah, yeah, like.
Oh my God.
That's just unhealthy though. So if you're gonna like drink, make sure you're doing it responsibly. We drink a lot of water these days when we drink, which is very important.
Yeah, and when I get home, I chug water out of my hydro flask.
We love water. We love
water. We love water. I got everybody hooked on them.
This house loves water, though.
We do.
We're all just like...
Oh, we're water fiends.
If we counted how many Brita things we go through a day...
I was thinking about it. I gotta buy a new filter for us. We've had that same filter for a very long time.
Yeah. We need a bigger Brita. They need to make it, like, a it's just... It could get better.
Hey,
it could
at least ours holds more now than it did last year. That is the one perk.
And this
but
one
we
streams...
have five people and not three.
True. But we have
the
same size fridge. Like, I don't know how we do it.
I just feel like filling up one of these, it takes almost the whole Brita.
It does, pretty much. But the good thing about this Brita is it streams as you go. Like, this is the Brita, like, stream or whatever. So as you pour it, it's filtering it.
Yeah,
versus
it
the
is.
Other one... Remember, no, we would have to wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so annoying.
Yeah. It is annoying, though, when it's low and it takes forever to fill up. It's better when it's, like, full.
Yeah,
and
I feel
it
that.
It moves faster.
Yeah. Family rules, I think they all switch out. I wouldn't say Mariah's a grandma, only when she
eats. Well, just the children.
Yeah. I don't even know who I would define as, like, the mom of our friend group. There's not really one person that's, like, watching over. Like, everyone fends for themselves.
Yeah. I'd say me and you are, like, the bickering siblings, and Maddie's like, hey, cut it out.
Yeah, I do. Dad. That's true in that sense. But, like, going, I don't know, just in general, though, none of us are like, okay, come on, guys. It's time to... It's time
yeah,
to
like...
We're all too chill for that.
Yeah. They've made me more chill. I said that before.
Yeah.
Before I was like, I kind of have no chill, but I've, like, established a chill.
We tell you to chill out.
Yeah. For sure. So, we all know I'm very single, so... Do you guys want to share your relationship statuses? Do you have boyfriends, etc.?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
You don't know if we have boyfriends?
I do know. I'm just asking for it. So like, tell me, please.
Sorry, go
ahead. I don't know what else to say.
Oh,
yeah, I have a boyfriend.
He's how long have you guys been dating?
We've been...
No,
almost.
A while, I guess. Like... 4-ish years, kind of, counting?
Yeah, on and off.
On and off. We go to 2 different schools, so it makes it really hard. And we go
you're from the same hometown.
We're from the same hometown. We go to 2 big SEC schools.
Say where he goes. That's not a big deal.
Yeah.
He goes to Auburn. The rivalry during football season is very real.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, he's a diehard Auburn fan, so he comes here, and it's... quite fun.
Mariah for one bit was about to transfer to Auburn, actually. I don't know if it had to do with him per se, but you were definitely about to go there.
Well,
there were a couple of factors in that situation.
You weren't really happy here too, so that was that.
Yeah, the first few years were hard. The first few, like, it takes a while to get adjusted to college. Some people jump right into it and they're fine, but like other people, it takes a second to like really have fun and make friends. So that's kind of how it was for me. And then I guess like first semester sophomore year, I applied to Auburn and got in and almost transferred, but then decided to stay, and it was a great decision, honestly.
I remember I used to like look at you on the couch and be like, you're not, like, no.
I remember when you told me. Do you remember we were sitting in my room at KD and you were like, so I applied and like I think I'm gonna like consider it, and I was like, you can't, like, it's just not happening.
Yeah
Do you remember that night?
I do.
I don't think I once was supportive, which I'm sorry for, but I'm still not sorry
no,
for.
No, see, Maddie's a savage in that sense where...
Yeah, like, I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to tell you, like, what I think.
She speaks the truth.
Yeah.
But you need
that.
But
that's if I, like, care. Like, I literally was like, I just didn't think, no.
Yeah. You have more potential at Georgia, anyways, for, like, what your trajectory is and stuff. I don't know.
Because you do is better. Go Dogs.
Yeah, for what I want to do, it's definitely a better school.
Maddie. But it's worked out long distance for you guys, so overall good. I'm a big fan. I don't have to say names, but
we love him.
We love him. I hope he's listening.
It's hard to not say his name because
I know. Like, I'm about to like slip and be like, we love him. Blah blah blah.
We never say just his first name. It's always his first and last
name
because it just comes off the tongue so well.
I guess if they follow you, if they look at your Instagram, they can easily
look him up. I guess.
Yeah.
He might get creeped out if he gets a bunch of followers, though.
We don't have to. It's fine. Okay. Funny. And then Maddie, you're next.
Yes, I have a boyfriend. I feel weird talking about it. It's so new.
It's so new. Yeah. So you don't have to really
We've been hanging out for like a few months.
It's been more than a few months. Like, it's actually been since like October, which is
a few months. Like November, December, January. 3 months.
It feels so four,
I guess, but we've been dating now for one or like
somewhat recently.
Exclusive. I don't know what adults say, it's so weird. I told my mom like I had a boyfriend, she's like, what does that mean? Like he asked you to be his girlfriend? I'm like, yeah. Like, she just, that was
I would totally say that.
I feel like a lot of boys don't know that you should ask, like, in college and stuff.
I feel like if you don't ask, though, then how do you, like, how do you know?
That you're, like, exclusive, like, boyfriend, girlfriend? I guess you just, I don't know. I don't know.
But casually bring it up, be like, what are we? But then that's so awkward.
No, yeah. I was never going to do that. I would have rather died.
Mm-hmm. Maddie was in, like, a long-term relationship, though, for a lot of college, and then you guys broke up and stuff. It's fun, like, when your roommate's, like, I will give it to Mariah, though, even though she does have a boyfriend, she's still, like, fun, so that's nice. Because I know plenty of people who, like, once they get a boyfriend, they're just kind of like, you don't see him for months on end.
I used to have a boyfriend like that. I used to not be fun, and now I have a boyfriend who likes to have fun, so I, like, you know, it's just more fun. You
like, come
fun
around together. And, like,
yeah, we're fun together.
And when you actually like your friend's boyfriends, it's fantastic. So. Yeah. It makes it more fun, because especially now that we're in a house, like, everyone's always hanging out, and, like, it just makes it better. Yeah. As the single gal, I approve, so 10 out of 10.
We're going to find somebody someday.
Maybe someday.
No, we will. Yeah. Actually, I told boyfriend that your type is adult. I was like, she needs an adult.
Yeah. I'd say your type is more mature.
I'm like, they need to have a big boy job.
Glasses.
Brunette, glasses is tall. Definitely a
must. We got all the bullet points.
Check them off. Go down the list. Oh, well, people are asking thoughts on The Bachelor, and Danielle doesn't watch The Bachelor, so I guess we can kind of shed some light. We're about to watch it, but...
Oh, what time is it?
No, we have time.
Oh! I love The Bachelor. I didn't think I was going to like Colton's season. I refused to watch it at first, because I just thought they could have picked better.
I feel that way every season, then you end up loving the person.
I didn't love Becca, for some reason. I mean, I liked her. She's a great girl. You know what I mean? But there was no, like, I don't know, her season just wasn't compelling to me. Like, I wasn't excited to watch with Colton's season. I'm like, I can't wait. It might just be because the girls are so crazy and it's so, like, bizarre. But it's entertaining. I'm entertained.
I get, like, wrapped into it.
Yeah,
like, I get forced to watch it, and then I'm like, oh, shoot, guys, I didn't hear that.
Like, turn it up, what's happening?
And Brooke talks, and
I do talk, I'm so bad about talking during shows, too.
Brooke spoiled part of it for me the other day. Sorry. No. Yeah.
You still don't know, though?
No, I don't know who,
I said, like, what happens, because I read it on, like, one of those reality websites or something.
She told me one of the girls that didn't win, but it's just like...
Yeah, because you were like, well, does she make it far or something? And I was like...
That was the next time I set you up to see if you were going to spoil again. Yeah. And you're like, well, no. You're like, absolutely not. I was like, okay, Brooke.
I think it's a pretty good season, though. Like,
yeah.
I'm a big fan of Colton. I think he's so cute.
Yeah, Brooke loves Colton.
I used to
every 2 seconds, she's like, he's so hot.
But Brooke, he doesn't have dark hair or glasses.
No, but he's just, like, such a, like, mushy, though. Like, I just want to give him a big hug.
He is, like,
he kind of looks like a teddy bear. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks...
Like, don't you... You mean to tell me if you saw him, you wouldn't want to be like, no, give me a hug. Like, I just, like, want to give him a hug.
I guess. That's so weird, though. If he's hot, like, don't you want to, like, make
kiss
out
him? Yeah. I guess so, but I think he's so pretty, too, though. So, he is a really handsome man. Remember, one time Maddie said she wants to be my, like, PR person.
If you ever need one, yeah, I better be first to hire. That's what
Yeah, you're not supposed to work with your friends, so that's definitely, like, a big no-no.
I guess, but I do, like, I don't know, you always ask me to do some stuff. Yeah, it's not like I've ever been, like...
Oh, I'm the worst, though. I
bitch at me.
But like, I do yell at them when they take pictures wrong, though. Like, I get, like, Mariah knows the last time in Target, I got upset. I was like, no, it's not coming out right.
You don't get upset that bad. Brooke said I was better.
No, at taking pictures, absolutely. I'm more of a creative content person.
Because you're more of a big picture.
No, I'm good with, like, vlog content. Because I'm like, oh, this, you don't have enough content. This video is only going to be 7 minutes.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, yeah, I should add more. Yeah,
yeah, that's my
specialty.
Good.
Maddie's is taking pictures and holding the camera. And I'm more of a director.
Yeah. We got the whole team. We got to do some more photo shoots. Oh, and Caroline Carter asked us, what do y'all think about your neighbors?
We love our neighbors. It's so fun, actually.
We live next to a house full of
five
other girls in our sorority / in our pledge class that, like, we're good friends with. So it's so nice being super close to them. And then all of our other friends are in, like, the neighborhood kind of
down the street. Mm-hmm. We're all really close, which is really nice.
Yeah. So fun.
Walkable.
Tons Definitely. Of friends.
We like, it's nice because it will just be like, oh, I'm going here. You want to come? And you just go pick them up and you're on your way. Like, yep. It's just really convenient. Yeah. Love that. So you can go follow Maddie Mariah, I guess, on Instagram at mhor is 32.
Yeah, mhor 32.
What does 32 stand for?
I think I just picked a random number in high school. It could have been middle school.
Oh, okay. Maddie's is at Mad Lupo. Yeah.
Yeah.
They post, honestly, some premium content on there, so I would definitely go give them a follow.
Is it premium content?
It behind the scenes, you know. There's
That's
some,
true.
Yeah. You guys use Insta stories, I would say, a bit.
I feel like I used to. I've, like, got... Fell off my...
I have, too.
Fallen off my, I don't know what...
Insta story grind?
Yeah.
Okay. This is just general, and it kind of goes along with boy advice. Just tips on being single. This is... I think that's, like, a pretty good question, because you guys have obviously...
Work out, you'll feel better.
It's so true, though. I felt better working out after a big breakup.
It really does. It's, like, motivating you to look better.
And you just have to spend your time. Like, you really can't have, like, the lazy downtime, because that's just when you...
Get sad.
Yeah. I guess that's coming out of breakups, but just being single in general, I don't know, just find something to devote your time to and...
Yeah.
Find other ways to be happy. That's so cheesy.
No drunk texts. Absolutely none.
Yeah, I just... I'm busy. Not actually. I spend a lot of time... That. No, I just think it... I think it was interesting to hear from people who, like, have, like, been in relationships and been single, though, because my whole life I've been single for 21 years. Like, I don't know.
I had a great time being single. Yeah. I've been single for, like, a year, and it was a great...
That was, like, best year of your life?
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, I said best year of my life. And this year's just getting better. It's just great. Last year was definitely the best year of my life.
Okay, well, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. I think we answered a bunch of your questions, so hopefully...
Chatted a little bit.
Yeah. I hope you guys learned something about us.
I hope you like it. God, Mariah, we're...
We can do a part two.
Hopefully you don't get torn to shreds in the iTunes reviews. Oh, I'm kidding. Gosh. I'm kidding.
Be nice to us. We're normal people.
I know. They aren't used to internet criticism. I'm not used to it either. I still cry, so.
Yeah. No, that's not easy for
anybody. I'm a big baby.
Remember that one time Brooke showed me a hate comment and I was so mad?
Yeah. One time Mariah did get one hate. Because you were mean to me in that video.
I wasn't mean to you. You were just throwing cans in my face and I was like, cool.
Yeah, I was like, Mariah, look at all the awesome stuff I got. And you're like, wow. Or something, so.
What a cruel woman.
No, that's just our relationship, though. That's why you cannot judge, like, friendships and stuff from vlogs. That's just insane to me how people do that. There's so much, like, more depth to things than people see in a 10-minute clip.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Yeah, thank you guys for coming on today. It was highly requested.
Makes us feel good.
Yeah. Be sure to check out Shoe Dazzle if you guys are interested. And we'll talk to you guys all next time. All right. Bye.